You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
While we're doing that, there's a lot of other things going on at these colleges and universities. Paramount is the transfer portal. Perhaps no team over the last, week or so has been more busy than the University of Miami. David Lake has covered the Hurricanes for well over a decade, does a tremendous job for Inside the U, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. David, thanks so much for taking the time, and I know you're another busy guy as well.
Yes, sir. Talent acquisition never stops. You know that, Larry. And now with the portal, it's definitely year-round, but good to be on with you. It's an honor. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, well, same back at you because, you know, I read your great information all the time. That's how I keep track of it. You all of you guys over there do a tremendous job. You're diligent. You have some really good podcasts, good video during practices when they let you. But you look at the roster and, you know, coming out of the spring, you know, I kind of talked today about this very subject is you look back a year. Maybe last year on a May 15th, and you look at the roster and you said to yourself, wow, I don't know. There's not much depth. There's not a lot of frontline talent. Wow, what a difference a year has made because the complexion of so many positions have changed, mainly the offensive line, which has added a lot of experience, firepower, running backs, defensive secondaries. And I've been watching the University of Miami for forever, and I never saw a roster last year that was more incomplete. It was easily one of the worst rosters I've ever seen, and that's what Mario Cristobal and his staff were greeted with. But what they did over this last 365 days is amazing. You look at the depth chart now, you look at a lot of the players who are no longer here, plus the portal, which has uncovered quite a few players. Talk about that and what has now come, probably the most important job at the University of Miami is roster management.
And, you know, that's the key for all coaches now as they learn how to recruit their own roster and try and still add the depth, as you're alluding to. And, you know, with Mario Cristobal, you know better than anyone, Larry, that it might not get the most fanfare, but you can't win football games without owning the line of scrimmage. And Mario Cristobal cares about that line of scrimmage as much as anyone. And particularly on the offensive line, as you're alluding to, they have totally flipped that starting five. And I think even, you know, their top eight is in a much better spot year over year. You know, Matt Lee from UCF, they feel like he's a future NFL center. He's going to be the leader of the group this year. They go and get Javion Cohen from Alabama to be a guard, a starting guard. He did not allow a sack over the last two seasons at Alabama. They bring back Jalen Rivers, who they love as a guy inside the program that keeps getting better. Francis Maui-Noah is a five-star freak freshman that played at right tackle all spring with the first team. Inez Cooper is a massive guard, 6'6", 360. They love the power he brings to the line of scrimmage. And then, you know, there's a guy, Zion Nelson, who, you know, right or wrong, he was getting some first-round hype a couple years back. Whether or not he ever meets that hype will be determined by his play on the field. But he is a guy that is talented. He's expected to be healthy, ready to go by the start of the season. And then, you know, there's other backups that they're excited about too. So Mario Cristobal is pushing all his chips into the middle of the table, betting on the offensive line, helping Miami take a significant step this year, because as you know, last year was just unacceptable in many different ways. And I feel like on the offensive side, at least, they feel like the breakdowns on the offensive line and the negative plays they consistently allowed was a big reason why Miami struggled to score points. You know, that offensive line was a big reason why Tyler Van Dyke got hurt and, you know, kind of took the season off kilter. So that was a big point of emphasis this year, fixing that offensive line.
Yeah. One of the other positions that need to be addressed, and I thought it came a long way during the spring, was the receiver position, because Jacoby George, who was supposed to do something last year and step up, probably didn't do as well as he wanted, but I thought he had a really good spring, really good spring game. I think Kobe Young showed last year what he's all about, you know, what he can be like. And then now, probably the deepest area is that slot position, where you have Restrepo, you have Rashard Smith, you have Nathaniel Ray Joseph. So that is taking a huge step up, because you look at guys who are potential producers like Robbie Washington and guys of experience like Frank Ladson and Michael Redding and also Isaiah Horton, and this receiving core potentially looks a lot better than last year.
Absolutely. And Mayor, you know this, over the weekend, they're bringing back a local guy, Tyler Harrell, who you know, had a big year at Louisville a couple years back. Had some injuries. He transferred to Alabama, had some injuries, but he's a guy who brings that dynamic speed element. And, you know, is he a clear-cut NFL guy? I don't know about that, but he has that speed that defenses have to respect, and that matters on a play-to-play basis. And, you know, Miami was not explosive at all in the passing game last year. And those guys you mentioned, I think they now know what they have year over year going into the season. So that's a big deal. I think the system Shannon Dawson is going to install this year is more wide receiver friendly, going to put them in positions to make plays. And yeah, I think overall the group is going to improve. Is it at that standard yet where Miami wants it to be? I think it's a work in progress, but I do think year over year, it's going to be one of the more improved groups on the team.
No doubt. David Lake joins us inside the U, covers that thing from cover to cover. Let's look on the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, depth was a factor last year at linebacker. It's going to be this year, but to have a Corey Flagg who's been the leading tackler the last 2 years, not having to work it all himself and maybe moving into a reserve role could probably indicate that the strength at linebacker. The secondary, we know Cam Kinchins, we know James Williams, we know a lot of the guys, but you also lost two guys that moved on to the NFL, and Ivy and Stevenson. What do you expect out of the defensive secondary?
Yeah, I think the big key for the secondary is to just play, do a better job of being on the same page. So I think there was a lot of communication breakdowns, particularly in the early part of the season, right? The Middle Tennessee State debacle of a game, North Carolina. There was a lot of miscommunications between the cornerbacks and the safeties, and it just allowed too many wide open, free, easy touchdown explosive plays for the other team. I do think year over year the talent at corner is down, but I still feel like if the guys that are on the team now go out and just execute and do their jobs and play on the same page with the talented safeties returning and Cam Kitchens and James Williams, I think the group can be improved year over year despite maybe the talent being slightly down. I still think it's good enough to be better. It's not where it needs to be. But I do think year over year they're going to be improved. And you talk about linebacker, they added Francisco Mauinoa, the brother of Francis, the five-star offensive lineman, and he really impressed me during the spring. So I think he's going to be the best middle linebacker they've had since Shaq Quarterman. And so that's a big hole that they have filled since last year.
No doubt. Dave, let everybody know how they can follow you, because we'll get you in there as part of our rotation, because you have a lot of information, especially during the summer with this ongoing portal and other things. Yeah. Let everybody know how they can follow you away from the program.
Yeah, check out the work, InsideTheU.com, and Through the Smoke podcast. Gabby, Uri, and I do our best to keep everyone informed, but appreciate you having me on, Larry.
Good stuff. Dave, thanks so much. David Lake from Inside the U, and a lot of ways to follow him as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we close out hour number one. Jordan Lyles, senior running back at St. Thomas Aquinas, is next.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.